Lost Hopes and Full Camp Rounds, A Guide to Rocky Mountain National Park. Camping in the crowded season, Rocky Mountain National Park RMNP is a breathtaking destination, a tapestry of alpine meadows, towering peaks, and pristine lakes. However, its popularity, especially during the early June busy season, can transform the dream of a peaceful camping trip into a stressful scramble for a campsite. This report aims to equip at username with the knowledge necessary to navigate the challenges of camping in RMNP during peak times, covering everything from campground selection and reservation strategies to understanding timed entry and maximizing your Starlink advantage. The Camping Conundrum. Early June in RMNP. Early June marks the start of RMNP busiest season. The weather is generally improving. The snow is melting, though pockets will remain at higher elevations and schools are letting out. This combination creates a surge in visitors, making campsite availability scarce. Securing a reservation well in advance is crucial. Expect campgrounds to be fully booked months beforehand. Understanding campground options, reservations, and first-come, first-served. RMNP offers a range of campgrounds, each with its own character and amenities. It's vital to distinguish between those requiring reservations and those operating on a first-come, first-served FCFS basis. Reservation campgrounds. These campgrounds, including Aspen Glen, Glacier Basin, Moraine Park, and Long's Peak, require reservations made through recreation.gov. Reservations are generally required throughout the summer. The booking window typically opens 6 months in advance. Set reminders and be prepared to book the instant reservations become available. Even with planning, secure campsites can be difficult to acquire. First-come, first-served FCFS campgrounds. These campgrounds offer a chance for spontaneous campers. FCFS sites are claimed on a first-come, first-served basis. You must be physically present to claim a site. FF or FCFS are common abbreviations on maps and websites. This can require arriving early in the morning, sometimes before dawn on the day you want to camp, and waiting in line. Even then, success is not guaranteed. Timber Creek Campground is an example of a campground with FCFS sites available. During busy season, expect this campground to fill quickly. Lesser-known campground considerations. While RMNP itself doesn't harbor a wealth of truly lesser-known campgrounds within its boundaries, some strategies can improve your chances of finding a site. Consider campgrounds outside the park. National forest land surrounds RMNP. Campgrounds within the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests, such as those along Highway 34, the Peak to Peak Highway, or near Lake Granby, offer alternatives. These campgrounds may be less crowded, although they are also popular. Be prepared for slightly less developed facilities. Look for dispersed camping. Dispersed camping, also known as boondocking, is allowed in some areas of the national forests. Check with the specific Forest Service office for regulations and designated areas. This option requires self-sufficiency, as there are no facilities, water, restrooms, etc. The southernmost campgrounds. Regarding the southernmost campgrounds, it's important to understand the park's geography. Considering RMNP boundaries, the following campgrounds are located relatively south within the park. Moraine Park Campground, located near the Moraine Park area. This campground offers a mix of shaded and open sites and is a popular choice. It's a reservation campground. Glacier Basin Campground, situated near the Bear Lake Road corridor. Glacier Basin is another reservation campground known for its access to hiking trails. These campgrounds aren't located in the extreme southern reaches of the park, but they represent the southernmost options with established facilities. Unplugged camping. Campgrounds without cell service for campers seeking a true escape from the digital world and leveraging their Starlink connections for essential communication. Knowing which campgrounds lack cellular service is crucial. Cell service in RMNP can be spotty, even in areas where it's theoretically available. Generally, campgrounds deep within valleys or surrounded by dense forest cover are less likely to have reliable cell service. Here's a list of RMNP campgrounds where cell service is historically unreliable or non-existent. Note, cell service coverage can change over time, and this list is based on general observations. Long's Peak Campground. This campground, primarily for backpackers climbing Long's Peak, is situated in a remote area and rarely has cell service. Timber Creek Campground, located on the west side of the park. Timber Creek Campground is also relatively remote and often lacks reliable cell service. Most backcountry campsites, while not technically campgrounds in the traditional sense, backcountry campsites throughout our MNP offer unparalleled solitude and are almost guaranteed to be cell-free zones. The absence of cell service provides an opportunity for deeper immersion in nature. Your Starlink connection can serve as a backup for emergencies and allow you to stay in touch with loved ones without disrupting the overall wilderness experience. High-altitude camping. Reaching for the sky, our MNP boasts several campgrounds located at high elevations, offering stunning views and unique alpine experiences. Campgrounds above 7,500 feet. Timber Creek Campground, located at approximately 8,900 feet. Long's Peak Campground, situated at around 9,500 feet. These campgrounds offer cooler temperatures and access to high-altitude hiking trails. Campers should be aware of the potential for altitude sickness and take necessary precautions. Timed entry. Navigating the park's access control, Rocky Mountain National Park utilizes a timed entry permit system to manage congestion during peak season. This system requires visitors to obtain a reservation to enter certain areas of the park during specified times. How it works. Timed entry permits are obtained through recreation.gov. Reservations are typically released on a rolling basis, opening up 1 month in advance. There are two types of permits. Park Access Plus. This permit grants access to all areas of our MNP, including the Bear Lake Road corridor. Park Access. This permit allows access to all areas of the park except the Bear Lake Road corridor. Activities covered. The timed entry permit system applies to all activities within the designated areas of the park during the specified hours, including hiking. Regardless of the trail you plan to hike, you need a timed entry permit to access the trailhead if it's located within a restricted area during the restricted hours. Fishing. Fishing activities are also subject to the timed entry system. Day visits. Simply driving through the park for sightseeing requires a timed entry permit. Exemptions. There are a few exemptions to the timed entry system. Camping. If you have a valid camping reservation with an RMNT, your camping reservation serves as your timed entry permit for the duration of your stay at that campsite. This applies only to the specific campground where you have the reservation. For other day entries, you will need to obtain a timed entry permit. Entering before/after restricted hours. The timed entry system typically operates between specific hours, for example, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Entering the park before or after these hours does not require a permit. Be aware that parking lots fill up early, especially at popular trailheads. Objective analysis. The timed entry system is designed to reduce congestion and improve the visitor experience. While it can add a layer of complexity to planning, it also helps to protect the park's resources by limiting the number of visitors at any given time. The system also helps manage parking issues at some of the trailheads. Maximizing your Starlink advantage. Having Starlink in a place with no cell service can be a game changer, but you need to manage expectations. Power requirements. Starlink requires a significant power source. Consider using a portable power station or generator to run the dish and router. Setup location. Find a clear view of the northern sky for optimal Starlink performance. Obstructions like trees and mountains can interfere with the signal. Weather conditions, heavy rain or snow can temporarily degrade Starlink performance. Asterisk, respect other campers. Be mindful of noise levels when using generators to power your Starlink system. Conclusion. Patience, planning, and a touch of luck. Camping in our MNP during the busy season requires patience, meticulous planning, and a bit of luck. Secure reservations well in advance. Consider alternative campgrounds outside the park. Understand the timed entry system, and be prepared for the possibility of limited cell service. With careful preparation, you can increase your chances of having a memorable and enjoyable experience in this beautiful national park. This has been a Yak Yak Report, produced June 12, 2023. 2025. This report was generated using AI from Gemini with the model Gemini 2.0 Flash. Your feedback is appreciated.